AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A former national security advisor to President Trump has been charged with mishandling classified information. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
John Bolton, who served as national security advisor during President Trump's first term, has been indicted. He's charged with storing top secret records at home and sharing with relatives diary-like notes about his time in government that contained classified information. The 18-count indictment suggests that information was exposed when Iranian operatives hacked Bolton's email account in 2021.
John Bolton was just indicted by a grand jury in Maryland. Do you have a reaction to that?
I didn't know that. You tell me for the first time, but I think he's, you know, a bad person.
During Bolton's brief tenure in the Trump administration, he had disputes with the president over North Korea, Iran, and Ukraine, ultimately leading to his departure.
Bad guy, yeah. He's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes.
Bolton denies the charges, saying they're part of an intensive effort by the president to intimidate his opponents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Trump has announced he'll be meeting for the second time with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I thought it was a very good phone call. I thought very productive.
A date has not been set, but Trump said the meeting would take place in Budapest, Hungary, and suggested it could happen in about 2 weeks. Their phone call yesterday came ahead of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit today at the White House. And British officials say they're working to reverse a ban on Maccabi Tel Aviv soccer fans attending a Europa League game at Aston Villa next month because of security concerns. The decision to ban the visiting team's fans from attending the match in November had drawn condemnation from politicians, sports organizations, and Jewish groups. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest on the military coup in Madagascar.
The lightning-fast power grab, led by Colonel Michael Radjianilina, saw the ousting of Madagascar's president, Andry Rajoelina, and sent him fleeing from the country into hiding. Colonel Radjianilina took the oath of office to become the new president at a ceremony in the main chamber of the nation's High Constitutional Court. Colonel Radjianilina's ascent to the presidency came just 3 days after he announced that the armed forces were taking power in the island off Africa's east coast. The UN's Stefan Dujarric.
The Secretary General condemns the unconstitutional change of government power in Madagascar and calls for the return to constitutional order and the rule of law.
The takeover, which came after 3 weeks of anti-government protests by mainly young people, led to Madagascar being suspended from the African Union. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.